A new three-story science wing with 12 new laboratories, multi-purpose preparation rooms, cutting-edge classrooms, and a greenhouse was dedicated Thursday at Springfield Central High School. The new wing cost $32 million. The Massachusetts School Building Authority covered 80% of the cost, or $25.6 million. Massachusetts Treasurer Deborah Goldberg, who chairs the state's School Building Authority, joined local officials in Springfield Thursday to celebrate the project. She said modern science labs like those at Central are critical to closing skills gaps and sustaining the state's economic growth.
Massachusetts is known for its brains, and that's where the growth has been, and that's where it will continue to be.
The School Building Authority was created a decade ago in part to rein in the costs of local school building projects. The authority demanded cost-effective designs before new schools could qualify for state funding. Also, rather than finance only new buildings, the authority began paying for renovations and repairs to schools. It now provides grants to modernize science labs. Goldberg, who has been state treasurer for just 3 months, said she hopes to find ways to do more to help school districts improve their facilities.
This is a terrific moment when you are able to see the fruition of a lot of teamwork, and we know what it's going to do for the kids, and that's what I care so deeply about.
School Building Authority Executive Director Jack McCarthy said just about every school renovation project that gets approved now includes new science labs.
We felt for a long time that to be a 21st century educational facility, you need updated science labs. You can't have the old ones from the 60s. It makes our kids not in competition with the rest of the world, and that's who they're in competition now.
Springfield Central High School was built in 1986. Officials determined the science labs and classrooms required more space to accommodate modern technology and equipment, so the decision was made to build a 30,000-square-foot addition. The new science wing opened in January. Sherry Suavine-Gaskalka, who teaches chemistry, said her students are excited with the new facilities, but focused on their tasks.
The benefit here really is the adjustment in space. I think if you present students with lab opportunities and you give them the proper background to understanding what that opportunity is giving them and the opportunity for analysis, I think they're going to go with that. But this setting is just making it easier to do those traditional tasks.
Springfield School Superintendent Dan Warwick said Central High is now a STEM magnet school with about 40% of students enrolled in advanced placement courses.
Central's achievement levels, their increase in the graduation rate, their increase in achievement, their decrease in the dropout rate are notable for an urban situation. And an urban school that has 2,000 students.
The School Building Authority has funded $300 million in construction projects in Springfield in the last 4 years, including the building of a new vocational technical high school, a new elementary school, and the complete renovation of a middle school. The local school department is asking for state aid for 11 projects, including replacing two elementary schools that were built in the 1890s. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.